The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 99 here of Stranger Damies. So we're one more away. I know you guys are nervous. Know how long into that we'll actually have to cut because of the TPK, but we'll have to hold off a little bit on that. I've got some business to take care of before episode 100. We're a bunch of friends here. We just roll some dice, have some fun, make some mistakes. We learn from them. You guys let us know
who learns from
the mistakes we make.
No one learns from any of it.
Yeah, that's a lie.
We try to.
Yeah, we try.
It's tough. Either way, perfectly, good time here. It's kind of amazing that we'll be 100 of these. But before we get there, let's do a little recap so you guys can get into the mindset here. After defeating the third and final governor, the Wild Stallions made their way through the class tunnels beneath Stillben. They found a possible new ally named Fred, and were reunited with their Earth Genasi friend, the Tari. The six of them discovered what was an old choke point in the tunnels that was guarded by a couple of ballistas. After disarming them and figuring out that you can't carry them along through the tunnels because of them being ballistas, you guys made your way through the rest of the tunnel and walked right into a trap set by Tiresias' evil twin, in quotes, Scizoret. With the help of their new companion, the Wild Stallions able to free themselves and then successfully took down the evil blue dragon. They used the ladder in the back to emerge to the surface and finally reconnect with the allies they had made along their journey so far. As those guys began their assault on the Annie Stronghold, they met in a little war room outside to just kind of gather themselves and debrief a little bit before continuing on. The plan turned out to be for the Stallions to go through the sewers and emerge up behind the front lines while Kraenor and Teddy and S sort of distracted everybody from the front door. But before the people left, Chaos Crew, O'Craig, Pizza Tacos, and Latari decided to hatch a plan to see if they could catch a mole that might be involved in this situation here. And they mentioned that you guys would be splitting the party and going to two separate locations, and made sure you said that loud enough that everybody in the war room before they left could hear. And then after everyone left, you turned around, the six of you walked into the sewers, and that's where we'll begin. So Stallions, you're entering into the sewer area here. The walls are stone, very well made mortar between them. You know, it seems like people have actually been repairing these. It's not been dilapidated or anything over the last 5 years. You get the feeling that this place was originally built as sort of a way to get goods from the place that Annie's Stronghold was sort of the center place for the market. Sort of get things from one place to the other without having to deal with the swamp above. And then as you walk down, you feel the floor just slightly dampened due to the humidity, which makes the walls slick as well. As you enter in, the light starts to fade, but that should be no matter to you guys with all your dark vision. And you enter through the hallway, so what do you guys do?
Is there any... You said there's no light?
Yes, there is.
Oh, there
I
is.
I have the lady.
Oh, you have the. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
so I guess I'll lead the way.
Yeah, you're losing the natural light behind you from.
Okay.
Gotcha. Lead the way, Tiresias.
Okay.
In this shit-filled sewer system.
It's gray water.
I don't like that it's all wet. What is that?
You said sewer system, but then also that they use it to take stuff to the market? I don't want to shop at that market.
Mental health.
You know, that's where the people of Stillvem to work.
We're not here to figure out all their problems.
Okay, good.
But we haven't eaten in a long time, have we?
It's just dysentery problem in
Stillvem. All this talk about bringing food through the shit tunnel is making me hungry.
That's making you hungry?
I feel like we haven't eaten in forever.
Of course you feel that way.
It's been 4 days since we've started this journey, so why would we have not eaten?
I mean, we took a long rest not that long ago. You didn't eat? I ate.
I slept during my long rest.
I thought we were ordering pizza in, like, a couple hours.
Do they deliver down here?
Yes, we just went over that they apparently use this sewer for all
food.
Yeah,
it's organic.
Oh, that's right.
Is it gluten-free?
Yeah, Domino's will get there in 30 minutes or less.
It's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reference.
They already exist.
That's true.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember the address from that movie. I just watched it.
So
36 and an 8.
Anyways, I will be right behind Tiresias. I almost said the other name.
Scissor it?
They're could, practically the same.
Yes, right. Yeah, we figured it out.
Yeah, so as you guys head down the hallway, you get to the end, and it's sort of like an L-shaped hallway. Straight ahead of you is like a grate where the water from any flooding rains or anything, you know, would spill out into the swamp. And then the left turn continues down the path there.
Are you saying there's a split?
Like, No.
Okay.
It's basically like grate stops and you... Okay. It would be like a 40-foot drop out of the gate if you went through it.
Is there anything unusual in the hallways? Writings or just traps or anything? Investigation. 16.
With 16, you notice that in the corners where the mud is sort of built up on the gate, there's little pieces of green glass that you see there.
Is it mud? Is it mud?
Do you want to investigate to see if it's mud?
Yeah.
Roll another investigation.
Remind me not to touch.
15.
You're going to tell everyone it's mud, but you're like 90% sure it's not.
Okay. So what's the glass? Is it? It's glass. Just like shards of glass, or okay.
Yeah, it's little shards of glass.
Okay.
You cannot tell even with that roll whether it came as one group or if they were there at two separate occasions.
Oh.
They just seem to build up on.
Wait a
gate.
Minute. If that's what I think it is, and there's glass in it, that's not good. someone's insides are all.
What are you saying?
What?
Nothing. It's just some mud.
All right.
Awesome. Hey.
Run-of-the-mill mud.
Cool.
Wow.
Moving on.
I guess we're moving on.
And down the hallway there. And,
vital to our journey.
Still, same path. It's like, it's very well worn from, you know, the mixture of people walking through it and the rainwater and, you know, lack of indoor plumbing coming out the other way. So, basic straight shot. Like I said, the one thing that you guys pick up on the most is that this place looks like very old. Like maybe this wasn't a sewer or a causeway before. Like this may have been built, you know, long time before this current town was here. It matches nothing of the architecture above on there. But that's the one thing that sticks out to you as you walk along.
Can I do a history check?
Yeah, go right in.
The 16.
16? So the history check, what you can tell is that it definitely looks like it was there pre-Calamity, which would have been about, you know, a couple centuries ago, maybe 500, 800 years, something like that. You know, it looks very, very of another age down there. And even with that history check, and since you guys have seen it before, The stone that it's built with is white stone that you've seen before.
How far away from the exit are we? Do we see an exit?
Not yet. You see at the end of the hallway, you sort of see it coming up. You're about 90 feet away from it. I'm assuming, can you head down?
Keep going?
Sure.
Yeah, keep going.
Well, there's only one way to go.
So you head down and you hit the end, and it sort of starts looking like in a T hallway. And you start seeing some green figures up ahead.
Green fingers or figures?
Figures.
Figures, okay.
Can anyone see what those things are?
Can I do a perception check?
Yeah, roll a perception check.
Have they noticed us?
Not yet.
22.
Okay. Which you basically notice without even having to roll that. So you notice that it's just two green figures standing there. They look kind of like roll an intelligence check, because I don't think you were there.
11.
You've heard of these creatures. Have never seen one in person, but they kind of look like what you've heard, known as bugbears.
Okay. I cast Pass Without a Trace on all of us.
So you guys head up there. So do you roll stealth, or do you guys keep going?
You said you're casting Pass Without Trace, yep. Right? And then I'm assuming that means you want us to sneak up on them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a history with those things.
Yeah.
A few of them. All related somehow.
I only met the one.
We found the only family of bugbears, apparently.
None of them have been pleasant.
So roll stealth. You guys are.
And then add plus
these
10 to your rolls.
These are related to, I swear. 23.
Twenty-eight.
38.
16.
17.
39.
Oh. So you guys, as you're going up, sneak by. They don't see you. They don't move, but you do hear that there is noise coming from them. As you get closer, you see them, that they're just staring straight ahead, and just one of them is looking off, going, "You know who we are, but you don't know why we're here." And it keeps repeating every 6 seconds as you walk up.
Hey yo.
So whoever's in front, roll perception.
Is he wearing old denim?
That's you, Tom.
Yeah.
Roll
perception.
I was too busy making a razor moment.
Perception?
Yeah.
12.
Yeah, so it's pretty easy as you guys get close enough and they aren't moving that these are illusions. They are not really there.
Oh.
They are. It's just a trigger set to kind of
scare
anybody coming or...
It worked.
Or maybe specifically for you guys? I'm not sure.
Hmm. Okay. This would be the second illusion that we've come across that was pretty specific to us.
Yeah,
it's true. So I'm assuming they know.
Okay, so you guys get to the T-shaped hallway.
I know.
And as you get there, you look to the right, and you see this solid wall that's just smooth and is completely different than anything else there.
Mm-hmm.
And then a hallway that continues down to the left.
Mm. Anybody got any bombs?
Yeah.
Do we still have that keg, or did we get rid of it? We got rid of the whole keg, didn't we?
If you hit the wall, does it make a different sound?
Okay. Is it metal, or is it hollow?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can I investigate the small wall?
Yep, go ready.
It's a 14.
Alright, so what you notice is that there is no groove or anything on this side to, like, be able to move the stone or push it, and it's kind of pretty
solid
in there. Your investigation, the only thing that you notice is that in the corner on the left-hand side, there's just some brick dust from the stone above it. So with that investigation, you kind of figure out that it probably does move, but you can't figure out how to do it from this side.
Can I investigate to try to figure out how to do that?
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
So 28.
Yeah. So What you notice specifically is that that thing does move to the left and slide over, but it is controlled by something on the other side. This is a one-way exit from the other side, not an entrance.
It's a dungeon.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is like a shortcut out of something you would assume from all your history with tunnels and things like that.
Should we knock?
How high is this door?
It's about 30 feet. It's as tall as the whole sewer, just basically a flat wall. Hmm. You know, essentially, the assumption being nobody would get past this point, because that's why the illusions are there and stuff like that. And then as you guys turn around, you start hearing a ghostly noise and a sickling, like, coming from behind you. Turn around, and not more than 10 feet from you is a right, W-I-G-H-T? Right in front of you, so roll initiative.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
Getting off to a quick start.
Yeah, so
no
map for this, guys. We're just going to kind of use theater of mind here, because I was doing random encounters. So that's what my dice rolls were.
God. That makes sense.
I think
clear everyone off here. So 20 to 25.
I actually have 28. So.
Whoa.
20.
Whoa.
And I'll just roll. It's going to be. Okay. 15 to 20.
18.
Got nervous there for a second.
Okay. 5 to 10.
9. 6.
I had 11.
Oh, you rolled higher than me?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you said...
6.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so. Oh. Thankfully, all you guys...
somehow. Owned.
Rolled pretty well. At least, he rolled really shitty. So in front of you, he's about 20 feet in front of whoever the second person in line... Or no, it would have been in front of Tiresias, because you guys went off and split off to the left. So he got attracted to the light while you were there.
A white is a ghost, right? Undead.
Yeah. It's spirit.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So that helps.
Like a very.
So, Fred, you go first. It's about 40 feet away from you.
You can roll.
Okay.
So 40 feet away, so I can use cunning action to dash, and I should be able to get to him.
Yep.
I'm gonna go ahead and stab him with the short sword.
All right. Go right
ahead. So I get advantage because he hasn't acted yet in combat. However, I'm assuming he's not surprised. Because he's ambushing us. So.
Unless he just wants to talk, right. And then it's a huge
16.
16 hits. Roll damage.
Excellent. And that means that I do get sneak attack. Sneak attack. Can I borrow some d6s?
Oh, sure. How much?
Let's see if this is the one hit kill.
That'd save us some time.
One more.
I have to great initiative order.
Finally all roll well, and then...
Yeah. All right. 4. 21.
You take the short sword, you take the swipe through, and you just put a big gash in his torso, and it starts where you would think blood would start coming out. He sort of kind of grabs his stomach and kind of looks over at you and is sort of really bloodied, but not completely out yet.
And he is wounded from the short sword of wounding.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Yep. Unless if everyone rolls poorly with this... Initiative roll, I don't think he'll survive the round. Pizza tacos.
How far away is he?
You're the same distance. You and Fred were next to each other. So 40 feet.
So 40 feet.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I'm going to do my full movement of 35. Or 30. So I'm 10 feet from him. I'm going to do thunder, shatter at second level.
Okay.
That's a con 18 save.
Natural 2. Go ahead and full damage.
3d8. Where are my 8s?
It's just funny. It's going to be the undead monster. It's not even going to make it through our
paladin.
No,
it's not. I'm okay with that.
It's going to explode and cover me in goo. Don't like that.
12.
12? Shatter. You guys all know that sound when he lifts Shatter off.
Earmuffs, everyone.
Yeah.
And boom! And he sort of takes a step back from the concussive blow there. Looks really bad, but he's still standing there. Little stunned and staggering, but not you know, stun. But
dash?
Sort of,
I don't think
sort really of like shaking the cobwebs dash. Out.
I think
can
we could all
not
dash?
Do that right next to me.
You get used to
yeah,
it.
He's not used to it.
I forgot. I don't know that I can.
I think we could all dash.
Can a gigantic...
Well, you're closer. You're within 30.
Oh,
they
I
went
am.
Off
okay.
to the.
Well, that works.
All right. That's a bonus action to dash?
Well, actually, you're within 20. He came to you.
Okay.
Because of the light.
Well, that's good then. I'm just
like
going to... I'm going to go up to him 20 feet. Yeah. Attack with the Mace of Disruption. And that is a 27 to hit.
And it's...
Do I need to roll it again? Okay.
No. Don't roll to hit. Roll damage first.
That is 10. And then... I get another 2d6.
Yes, because
I'm undead. Dead.
Radiant damage.
Right, 17 damage on the first swing.
17.
Alright. And you see him explode into this radiant light. Thankfully, it was with radiant damage, so nothing really splashes off the bread and pizza tacos there. It kind of just disintegrates, which is good. That he was hit with radiant damage because, you know, they have the ability to come back.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't come back anymore.
It was very beautiful for how gross it was.
You're
yeah.
welcome.
Yeah, so now, you guys got the path ahead of you.
I'm going to walk up to Pizza Tacos. Did we... I'll say it very quietly, kind of out of everyone's... your shot. Did we tell Zakara about the plan for
believe
Kraenor?
We did.
Okay, so I just
yes.
want to make sure I went out.
Because I gave her the coin
okay.
that she can use to scry him.
Do you think, when should we do that?
I say right before we get out of the tunnels.
Okay. Well,
it's probably a good idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody should know.
Okay.
Probably. Let's just assume.
Okay.
Let's not even ask. Don't worry, assuming that everybody knows.
It's a good plan.
So you guys,
it's always best to assume.
See in the distance that about 60, 70 feet ahead of you, the shadows just stop as you're walking in that direction.
How far ahead? 50?
About 60, 70.
Okay. What do you mean by the shadows stop?
It's like his
it's
light
black.
Doesn't... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah,
yeah it is.
Can we hear anything from up above? Like fighting
roll
or
perception.
Anything? Oh my god, where is that? 26?
Yeah, you, as Latari's been hearing the entire time she's been walking through the sewer, with her bonkers passive perception, you hear muffled fighting above you. You can't tell who's winning or who's losing. You know, there's no New York accent or anything, so you can't really tell. What whose side is who, but you are walking legitimately under the battle.
Can I hear a dragon?
No.
Okay.
No, just a lot of grunts and clanging of armor and stuff like that.
Hopefully. I mean...
Going above you.
You might hear him. He's doing something bad.
Yeah, so you walk your 30 feet, most of your, you know, or 35, I think you can go, Tiresias, right?
30.
All right, so you walk the 30 feet that he can go, and you see that where it looked like the hallway may have, like... No more shadows, and it's basically because it ends at the about the 75 foot mark there. You see what appears to be something coming down from the ceiling there, but you're not close enough to see exactly what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Are there any traps in the area?
You can roll investigation.
Can I, please?
And we all still have passed out of the trace, so we could sneak around too.
17 plus 8.
Yeah, so there's no traps around.
Okay. I'm not going to bother counting. Just tell me if it's good or not.
Yeah, so you guys continue along, I'm assuming. Do you do it regular pace or stealth?
I'd stay stealth.
Stealth. Yeah. All
right, stealth. Then give me another side. Stealth check.
Twelve.
18.
Is that with the 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, 26. Mine's 28 then.
Okay.
32.
29.
16.
Yeah, so you guys do make a little bit of noise going up there, but When you get to the end, thankfully that thing you saw in the distance is just a rope ladder coming down. That was kind of just swinging in the, you know.
Yeah.
Just from all the concussive sounds of battle going
Who
on.
Who made the noise, though? Let's point them out.
I mean, yeah. Do we have to guess? I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, this one was just a groan from, like, he stepped in something. Like, oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure that was
I stepped in mud, yeah.
So you guys get to the end, and it's a rope ladder up to a trap door there.
Okay.
So what do you guys do?
Now?
I guess we...
Do we think it's long enough that... How long... can we get a guess of how long it's been since we last saw Kraynor?
It's... Last saw Kraynor, it probably took you guys... 20 minutes to walk through these tunnels, okay. Maybe.
By the way, am I in on this plan? Have you told me this? I don't remember.
We told. So you were there in your shot when we told Zakara.
Okay. We were like next to
Yeah, we'll just say that everybody
We're all
knows.
A part of it.
Still don't know how I feel about this.
I mean, it's just, we're not doing anything wrong. We're just checking. We're saving our own asses just
right.
in case.
If he's got nothing to hide, it's no problem anyway.
Right.
Right? But if he does have something to hide, then we're geniuses.
Exactly.
Okay. It's a win-win. I
mean, whatever you want to tell yourself.
All right.
Should I do it?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I take out the coin that Tacos gave me. So he would have to make a Wisdom 15 save or know that someone was trying to spy on him. Because he's familiar, the save modifier is minus 5. Then I have a possession, so it's another minus 4. So it would be minus 9.
So minus 9 on whatever roll. Plus
yeah.
his...
Like, if this goes well, we should open up, like, a security
He has no idea.
Agency.
Okay, good. Yep. All right, so...
It's a negative.
Security.
Perfect.
NSA. I think that's a good idea.
That was
so,
I'm
scrying on Kraynor.
Yep.
Okay.
NWSA.
So, you guys are sort of just on the lookout, sort of just a little circle around Zakara as she prepares the spell, you know, puts the components out in front of her. Gets ready, and then, you know, you see the head snap back with the eyes turning black, and you get shot sort of
Burning.
Down and up into the air, and you go zooming up, and then you just look down from, like, 300 feet above as you start swooping like this around up in the air.
Oh.
You know, as he's, you know, sort of just taking out... you know, punching and knocking down wyverns as he's flying around there. So,
cool.
Roll perception to see if you notice anything else.
15.
It's still a little crazy. The only thing you can tell is that he is right out in front, so sort of doing the distraction that he had told you about. You can't see, with that roll, you can't see anything. It's too much zoomed in for you to see anything going on the ground. You just see him knocking the shit out of some wyverns in the air.
Okay.
And their riders falling down with them.
Do I see Astaroth? Or hear Astaroth?
You can feel the presence there. You don't see him specifically, but it's kind of hard to hide you know, a giant red dragon. He's not sort of... He's doing the same thing he did last time. Look, he was just circling around the stronghold sort of thing. He seems to be more in a defensive position. To your eyes, and I think, and you get the feeling from being, you know, with Kraynor that he feels the same way. So he's just sort of, as they would use a video game term, sort of just taking out the ads.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
right now. Can I tell if the Mirror Man's, like, the demons of hell are fighting, or if it's just...
Yeah, that's
just,
who they're, yeah.
It is just
the lizard
folk
on top of the wyverns.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, so come back in.
Yep.
You know, head snaps forward.
So, Kraynor is in dragon form and he's fighting the lizard folk on wyverns. He's definitely doing the distraction that we told him to do.
So
it wasn't
inconclusive.
I mean, it was kind of hard to tell.
He's not waiting for us at the other location, so there's that.
Right.
Right.
But no evidence doesn't mean that there's evidence.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe I could try again.
I feel like we were wrong on this a little bit.
We weren't wrong. We were just hedging our bets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we...
It's better to be safe than...
Yeah. We bet
totally
on the wrong
trust
horse.
Someone and have them.
So, Who is the mole?
If it's Rebecca, I'm going to be super pissed.
That would be awkward.
She's my ex for a reason, I guess.
Wow, well, you really turned on her all of a sudden.
Well, Zakara, you said that it was someone within the resistance.
I think that's what the letter said, right. Wasn't it? That there was a mole within the resistance. But then again,
what
all these
an actual mole.
Yeah, if it's like a mole. Yeah.
We read it all wrong. The leader of the resistance is just a mole.
Like a dire mole or something?
Yeah. Dire mole.
A dire mole.
That's why we've never seen them, because they're always hiding
under the ground.
And we're underground right now. Yeah.
You would think we would have run into them by now.
Well, this is
and you guys turn
place.
Around and there's a mole.
No, it's a vole.
A vole.
Well, right, I'm still not counting him out as the mole, though.
You don't have to.
I mean, the odds are a little less.
Let's be honest, what we should have done is sent something over there so we could see who's waiting.
Like one of us?
Anything.
Oh.
We could have sent that intern.
That one poor...
We have interns now?
That guy we sent to hell.
Right? Oh, that's right. His name's like Robbie or something like that, right? Or did I name him Robbie? I don't
even know if we knew his name.
Yeah.
Did we?
It was just intern.
Yeah.
Intern boy.
Yeah. Red shirt.
Credits.
Yeah, red shirt.
Rip.
Good old red shirt.
So, you have that ladder? Do you guys climb on up, or does one person go up first?
Who's the sneakiest?
This guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so
Fred's going first.
Roll stealth first.
All right.
You also have pass without a trace, though.
32.
32? All right. So you get up there, and you do that little peek where you get up, and you can see there that it looks like a courtyard sort of set up. You would imagine that this is where, like, the supplies would be brought up and then stored until people came and got them for their shops or their homes. So this is sort of the drop-off point. You see some boxes and some, like, broken canvas bags. Like little sack containers, just sort of piled on the sides there, but no sign of anything else that you can see up there. Okay. Just from your quick glance, if you want to look deeper, you'll have to roll investigation.
No, I think I'll just go through into the room.
Okay.
And then tell everybody else it seems empty or clear.
All right, so you guys follow them on up one at a time.
Sure.
When you get to the top, you basically see... what he pointed out there. They're like wooden boxes that are broken, you know, nothing really inside. Looks like a lot of, if anything was in there, it's like ash or dust at this point. Or it's like just rotted food and, you know, things. It's probably been 5 years since anybody really wanted to do anything with this. But you get there and I'll have Pizza Tacos roll perception.
That was like a 19.
Okay. You hear a muffled voice coming from between the boxes over there. I go,
Do I know which direction?
Yeah, it's like to your right. To the you get up from the thing and it's the boxes right to your right.
Can I sneakily go investigate?
Yeah, go ahead. Roll stealth.
Still will pass the trace, I suppose.
Yeah, because
I rolled a 16, so
at least. Yeah, so you sneak over to the boxes.
37.
Yeah, and you peek around. Just roll for the hell of it. Roll investigation. Just for laughs.
22.
Okay. Yeah, you peek around and you take one peek and to where it's the lattice, and you look around and you see the most beautiful half elf in the world with a gag in her mouth and hands tied behind her back.
I don't know what to do.
It's the mole.
It's a trap.
Illusion.
It's a trap. I check for traps. Mm-hmm.
So roll another investigation because you're looking for something different.
18.
There's no traps around her.
I go run up to her. I take the gag off. Yeah. Are you the mole?
She goes, what? No. What are you doing? Get out of here. It's a trap. And then as you guys turn around, you hear a giant thud land right behind. And you turn around and there's a giant red dragon has just appeared.
Why are
behind
you
it,
excited?
Let me go get the map.
Oh, man.
Because I've been waiting a year for this.
Over a year.
A year
Over
to kill
year?
Him? Okay.
No. Oh, my God.
I don't want to look behind me, do I?
Nope.
He's so
He's
beautiful.
He's right behind me, isn't he?
Yeah, so we're going to kind of use this map here. This is the closest I can find to a...
Oh.
Well, this is going to end well.
Yep, so or he, just end. You guys or are sort of around where the boxes are, if you want to set yourselves.
He dropped it right on O'Craig. But he survived, because he's a survivor.
Says that now.
Is he?
For now.
So where am I?
For the next few minutes.
Put AFD on the map. Where is he behind?
Or he would be, like, by where those things are, like, right around there.
Where am I?
You would have been...
It's probably to scale.
They're over there, so... Probably. You know, somewhere over by those boxes. Yeah, you're separated from the group.
Okay. So. Where's Tribeca? Do we have a Tribeca?
Ooh, we can have a Tribeca.
Have a very sultry looking Tribeca.
Ooh, sultry.
Okay.
That's the old Latari. She's like a belly dancer. Yeah, I don't know why.
She's right.
Because it was cheap on Amazon, that's why.
Okay. Yep, not I'm just count on you guys to sort of move them around there to make it easier here. So, as she goes, you know, goes, it's a trap, what are you doing? And then you guys turn around, and you all see Astaroth standing there. He's growling and breathing smoke towards your group out of his beak. All of a sudden, you get this odor of, like, sulfur and pumice and surrounds him, which is new to you, Zakara. You've never noticed that being him around him before. He now bears the sweatback horns on his head, and he has, like, a frill on the spinal points there.
It's a Guido dragon.
That sort of, you know, gives him a nice silhouette if you weren't staring directly at this massive creature. He is now a deep crimson, and his beak, you know, vents smoke almost constantly. His eyes sort of dance with flame. You have never seen him like this. And then as you guys all look up, Tribeca turns to you and goes, God damn it, untie me! I need my fucking hands to help you!
I'm gonna grab her. Okay. And cast Dimension Door on both of us.
Okay. Bitch. Going back son under, of a bitch.
Back from where we came.
Okay, so you guys drop down. I want everyone in that group, as he breathes in, to roll a dexterity saving throw.
God damn it.
Ooh, that's amazing. Hold on. I get it. Yeah, it's not going to get any better than that. All
right. 18.
Natural 20. 21.
Hang on. Let's see.
2.
I rolled a natural 16, so I'm just trying to figure out if there's any...
It should be on the saving throws 19. Area.
Plus 2. 18.
Fudge.
So dexterous.
Wait. Do I get another plus 2?
Okay. No,
plus
that's
2,
your,
and then...
That's your total.
It, okay.
Yeah, so...
So, I rolled a 2.
Fail.
19.
No shit.
Succeed.
21.
Succeed.
18.
Succeed.
18.
18. Succeed.
I'm only going to take 50 damage instead of 80.
So.
100. 100.
I'm just going to.
Well, it's been nice. We almost made it to episode 100.
Fucking pizza taco is going to make it to 100.
Just running.
No, he's got to go back up through the sewer.
It's okay. We'll just haunt him for the rest of his life.
I will.
That's
I'm
why
about
there
to
is a white down there.
So you take 61 points of fire damage.
Jesus Christ.
Everyone else takes 30 fire damage. Awesome. And then roll initiative.
I'll roll initiative too.
Can't you talk to this thing?
I will try. Oh, sorry.
So... Rogue lets me not take the damage, but I just wanted to say that Fred is absolutely hiding right behind Tiresias. That's how he avoids taking getting burned.
You were so betrayed.
It's a good plan. I wish I would have thought of it. Mm.
Right.
Mm. Rolling initiative now, right?
Yeah. Everyone rolled really well.
16.
20 to 25?
25. 24. How are you rolling initiative? You're in the sewer.
He's just assuming that.
Well,
I still have actions to do.
Yeah, I...
Like, run further.
They need to... 15 to 20? 15. 18. 16.
18, 16, 15. Yep. Look at us.
16.
Oh, God. 15. If I didn't Dimension Door, would it have gotten me?
No.
So all of you just calm the fuck down.
He's yelling at us from below. I know you're mad at me.
You guys
calm
are right
down.
Up there?
Yeah, I know most DMs wouldn't do this, but just to let you know, the trigger was your decision there.
Sorry. I still would have done it. Mm-hmm.
Wait, no shit.
What was it, to untie her?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
oh, wait, why did I put
we're supposed opponent? To do. I
mentioned
he does have
yeah.
a good
clip oh, from day one. Is.
And then I'm assuming
10.
That's not bad,
no.
considering.
Yeah. All right, so Fred, you have a gigantic red dragon. This is the largest creature you've ever seen outside of the Hells. You've seen some Ifrit down there that are like 16 foot tall. But yeah, you've only read about these things. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Well, I think I did overhear other people talking about a red dragon or Astaroth, stuff like that, when you scryed earlier. Mm-hmm. So, I think Fred can quickly piece together why there is a red dragon attacking us. And let's see, am I going to, how far away am I? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yes, it's 35 feet.
Okay, I think this is gonna seem so pointless. So I guess I will move forward 15 feet and then throw a dagger at it.
That seems like it's gonna work.
Roll
it. 95 points of damage.
Is it the golden gun of daggers?
Well,
golden
I guess that's
you say like while you're on the ground.
Does Astaroth count as having acted in combat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't get any sneak attacks, so it is not the golden gun of daggers. Yeah. Just
a dagger.
Going to plank off of his scales. And,
yeah. Okay. So. It's going to bend first. It's going to bend in half. Or break. To 1,000 pieces.
All right.
And the shard's going to hit O'Craig in the eye.
And, let's see. All right, as I'm rolling this, I'm going to think of what I'm saying to everybody as I do this.
Run!
Okay.
You have a good plan.
Yeah, 17.
That's not
going to
hit.
Misses. It just clings off the armor, and then he just goes, breathes smoke that sort of covers from your waist down.
We're
going
to have to roll
30s
to hit him. Just a heads up. So,
okay. Pizza Taco. Oh, well, go ahead, Wes.
And then I throw the dagger. It clinks off the dragon, doing nothing, and I say, okay, you guys really need to impress me, or I'm just going to bowl.
All right, so that brings us to Pizza Tacos. You're down below.
Okay.
And Tribeca, as you let go of her, I assume, once you guys are down there, sort of pushes you and goes, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm saving you. You're welcome.
Yeah, she's still hands tied around her back. She's sort of just trying.
I use my action. I take my dagger, and I...
She goes, thank you.
Yeah, so...
So why'd you do that?
Why wouldn't I?
I told you to let me help you. And
yeah,
you took
I mean,
me
we're,
away.
We're, like, we're a rope ladder away.
All right.
Just downstairs.
All right, I thought you were trying to be some kind of, you know, chauvinistic protector or something.
I'm just trying to get you out of harm's way, so I gotta... Fuck it! This is why you're my ex. You're going home.
And she goes out in front of you and starts climbing the ladder.
I hear Sold Air Fields really nice this time of year. Why don't we go?
So she's at the trapdoor. You're
gonna be
missing
a prince. Yeah.
I guess I follow her.
Okay. Yep. So there you both make it to the trapdoor for their turn.
Which I'm guessing is like right here-ish.
I'm gonna cast Healing Word at a 4th level on O'Craig.
Ooh, I might make it.
Don't count on
it. I might make it to at least my turn.
Fours? Yeah, I need 3.
I don't see us winning this one. I don't know.
He's gonna come to our side, though.
I'm with you.
You get 12 points
back. Okay, cool.
Considering he can do that on every turn...
I don't think he could do it on every turn.
I do.
He's got to roll to get his breath.
Yeah, he has to get it back.
Yeah, way back in the day, that was.
Yeah, but
worked.
That's a big assumption.
Oh my god, so many things. Okay.
So, you do anything else? Sorry.
No, I'm gonna. That's gonna be it for now.
Are you looking up her stats?
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. Okay, I got plenty of time because she's still gotta go through this round. So that brings us to Tiresias. You see a dagger clank off this armor. You now have a giant red dragon in front of you.
How much was the healing? 21? 12?
Eight tacos has disappeared with Tribeca. You have no idea where they went.
Okay.
Didn't we make it up on our turns?
Yeah, but I didn't see you.
Yeah.
I was behind them.
Yeah, this is all happening very quickly.
Alright, I have to decide what the hell I'm gonna do here because it's not looking good. Alright. I'm going to, as a bonus action, I'm gonna cast Shield of Faith.
Okay.
So maybe it'll help a little bit. I guess that's a level 1. Am I 30 feet away? How far am I?
Like 45.
Alright, well, I'm gonna move up to 20 feet away. And
20 feet from it?
From him, yeah. 5,
15, 20.
And use my breath weapon.
Okay. There's two dragons going at it.
It's.
Cock dragon on dragon action.
Dex 13 save.
Natural 17. So is that half?
Hang on. Let me just double check.
Pull out all the stops on this one.
Yeah, so when we get to her, just let you know she's silken. When I put her.
Alright, so yeah, it's half.
Anymore.
So that's 9 damage.
9 damage? Alright. He sort of just. No effect on him. Just sort of. The damage hits, but.
Well, yeah. When you have 100 hit points, it's not going to do anything.
Just
9
sort of shrugs
nothing.
It off a little 100.
Bit. 100? Excuse me.
That's like 2.
200.
It might be like 3.
All right. Anything else?
Considering that's all I got.
We are so woefully
what
unprepared
are they, 15
for this.
Feet? Yeah, I'm good.
All right. So, Zakara.
By the way, everybody's AC is +2 now.
That's good.
Thank you, Tiresias.
As a bonus action, I yell, Astaroth, it's me, stop! I want to see if he does anything, if he recognizes me.
Ship.
Roll persuasion at disadvantage.
Oh, shit. 3. It nope. Almost was a 14.
Almost. Nope. Still
the only
done
thing
it.
You notice is he just doesn't acknowledge you. And, he's sort of, the only person he's staring at right now is Fred. He's sort of just looking over Tiresias. So.
Don't get that
I'll
a lot.
I'll give you that by you
no,
watching him.
No, not usually.
So, bonus action?
That was
your
action. That was my free action, yeah.
No, that was your action to try and persuade him.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Shit. All right.
Excellent.
Yeah, that did.
Excellent action.
I guess as a bonus action, I will cast Healing Word on myself.
Alright, go ahead.
Okay. That's it.
Just checking on some things on my end. Alright, so that brings us to, Astaroth. He is going to walk over and sort of bypass Tiresias and walk up right next to Fred.
He kind
of
goes.
I just kind of look at him as he walks over.
And he will take
You're
his...
Like, hey, how you doing?
First of 3 attacks. You know, 2 with his claws here.
1 with his mouth.
That's a natural 1. 16.
No, because you said you're giving me +2.
Okay. And now he's going to frustrate it that the two claws, you're sort of just dodging them like Matrix style out of the way as they're coming down on you. He gets frustrated and then just sort of tries and bites you. And that's a 24, so that does.
I'm going to use Uncanny Dodge.
Yes, take it out. Let's see. That's 10 points of damage.
That's after having it?
Oh, 5. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yep. That?
He rolled shitty.
Wasn't that bad.
It's fine, guys.
And then...
it's just a little love bite.
And then there's 5 points of fire damage from the teeth, but you can't have that because that's not...
Well, but I am resistant to fire.
Fire, yeah. So...
okay.
He does not know that. Now he does.
So now you can have it.
Does that make it 2 or 3?
What, resistant?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, make it 2. It's okay. Always the better half for you, round down.
Sure, all right.
That's so nice. So nice, Mark.
Yeah, and then I round up for you guys. So, when it's like that. All right, and so he's just going to stay there for his action. That brings us to O'Craig.
I'm going to hightail it the fuck out of there. 5, 10, 15, 20... 25, 30, as far as I can get. For my action, I'm going to cast the Ioun Stone of Protection. So it gives me a +1 to my AC. And then as a bonus action...
So you see O'Craig produces the stone. It comes out and he's, sort of says the spell to the stone. It pops up in the air and now it is circling his body above his head there. And there's a white blue shimmer, sort of like what you notice from the shield effect when anybody uses that.
That's enough. Okay. Bonus action, I'm going to cast. What is this? I'm going to cast resistance on myself.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a cantrip, so.
Yeah.
I do it. I touch myself. I'm resistant.
Don't have to roll in the Roger.
Well, once before the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add a number for a saving throw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Meaning you don't have to roll in the Wild Magic.
Yeah, correct, yes.
Because it's cantrip. All right, top of the round. So let me roll in Tribeca here. What was yours, Dan? Do you remember?
It was 10.
10?
That's not good.
So that brings us to Fred.
Okay. All right. I do not want to be in hand-to-hand combat with a dragon, but apparently that's what's happening. And
it's kind of cool.
Let's see.
Is it though?
So Pizza Tacos and Tribeca are still underground, right?
No,
they've emerged. Oh,
okay.
But no one's seen up. Us.
Yeah, they're behind you. So sure. Unless you've okay. turned around,
I'm occupied by something. So, all right, is there a way for me to get flanking with Tiresias?
Yeah. Yeah, you would have to bonus action disengage, or he gets an attack of opportunity. Just to let you know.
Even though I'm moving, I thought that was.
Oh, you're moving around him. Okay. Yeah. No, okay. I thought you were trying to. Yep, you're fine.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna do that.
Yep.
And then so flanking, so I get advantage, right?
So it's sneak attack.
Okay.
One.
All right. 20.
That hits.
All right. Okay. And this is with the short sword.
Yep.
Because that one will is less pathetic. Did I need to use a bonus action to... Nah, it doesn't matter.
No.
Oh, I didn't need to do...
What, to disengage or anything?
No, my question is, did I need to use a bonus action to dash in order to get enough movement for that?
It's no. There's plenty. Okay. You, yeah. All right. He's large enough that you didn't have to go all the way behind him to flank.
Okay. And then can I use my bonus action to attack with the dagger as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the whole reason why I mentioned the... about disengaging.
Sure, okay. Um, 33 from the short sword.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the attack was the dagger.
Swords.
And 19 to hit with the dagger.
Alright, that hits.
Okay.
Okay, so 19. 18 doesn't do it.
Alright. 4 damage.
Okay, so it's 33 and 4, right?
Correct.
Okay. Alright. So you pierce him on that first attack there, and you see a little bit of a grunt, like a little bit of a groan, like you. He feels you now, like, sort of thing. And then he sort of hit him again, and that makes him angry, and he sort of whips his head around towards you. And you are now 5 feet away from a smoking dragon beak that's, like, right in your face here. And you sort of, you now have the overwhelming smell. It's sort of nice to you of brimstone and and it's sulfur homey. And stuff. Like, it feels like home. To you. So you, that's where, that turn ends, and it brings us to, Pizza Tacos.
Gonna say, no, stop paying attention to me. I don't like dogs.
and he sort of lets out a growl towards you. Pizza Tacos, you are, you have emerged, Tribeca sort of, you know, off to the left there, and then you come up. What do you do?
I am going to cast Sending.
Okay.
I'm going to send to Cranor.
Okay.
I'm going to say, red alert. Astaroth has attacked us. Find us where the sewers end.
Okay. All right. And he goes, all right, I'll be there when I can.
And then I use a bonus action to hide.
Okay. And if you... And we'll just say, for the sake of storytelling, Latari notices with her passive perception, she sees something turn in the air.
Okay.
And start coming in your direction.
No.
That's a 21 without her passive out of trace, by the way.
Okay, 21?
Or 31.
31?
That's still...
It would have still been... Are you within 30 feet of her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, then, yeah. So you just, you hid behind one of the grates there.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Yep. So that brings us to Latari. You heard Pizza Tacos say his sending spell there, because it's not telepathic, you do say it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see something turning in the sky, so you know what he said is correct. Okay. So your turn. So what do? You know that a dragon is on its way to help you. You don't know how long it'll take it to get there. But...
We didn't even have to use the Jorkin?
Okay.
We still have
I'm
that.
Going to do something I'm, like, half unsure of, but hopeful about.
What's that?
So, I'm going to do something I'm, like, semi-unsure of,
okay,
but hopeful about. So, I'm going to
cast
what this
game's all about.
Dispel Evil and Good on myself.
Okay.
And I'm going to move closer to Astaroth.
Okay.
Like, right in front of him. So, that's 10 feet.
Okay.
Two.
What does, Will you just cast do just for the people?
So a shimmering energy surrounds me and protects me from anything beyond the material plane for the duration. Whoever is attacking me has disadvantage.
Okay. That was essentially what I needed to know there.
Yes. And there's a to end the enchantment as my action if I touch Astaroth. The creature I touch is no longer charmed, frightened, or possessed by anything.
Okay. All right. So
if that's what's happening, because I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. I'm just gonna stand next to you and hope you don't kill me.
He's not aiming at you.
That's true.
So, bonus action, anything?
Nope. Gonna stay there for now.
Okay. You're good. All right. Tiresias.
All right. Question. If I use Channel Divinity, is that my whole action?
Yes, Channel Divinity is an action. Unless if it says, click bonus actions. If it's under bonus actions, it'll be a bonus action.
It's not.
Yeah. So then it's an action.
Yeah. Right?
You do have advantage on attacks, just to let you know. Because of Fred.
All right, well, I shouldn't need it then. All right. I'm going to attack with Mace of Disruption.
Dig out the Kraken.
First attack is a 27.
That hits.
I'm just going to roll a second.
Yeah, roll both.
And the second one is a 26.
26, both hit. Roll damage.
All right. So that is... Let's do these. So that's 20. 6 plus 2, so 28.
Okay, 28 for both?
Yep. All together, 28.
All together, 28. All right. You come swinging down, and then when you hit him, roll. No, I was going to say roll radiant damage joke.
That would be interesting. She was not, no, or else she would have totally reacted to that.
Sorry.
So you swing, first swing, you crack him on the knee area, the knee. Well, that's where you can reach. Sort of crack him there, and then the second one, as you're coming back down, you sort of hit him in the Achilles tendon area. And it sort of buckles a little bit, but he doesn't seem to turn around to you. He's just focused on Fred.
I'm going to use a bonus action. By bonus action. And yell to Fred, why is he still looking at you?
I don't know.
So that brings us to
he's not
Zakara.
Looking at me. I don't care who he looks at.
Zakara's bonus action is going to chug a bottle of fire resistance potion.
All right. Ooh. So you're resistant to fire?
Yep.
Excellent idea.
Just taking a shot real quick.
And I am going to cast Dominate Beast on Astaroth.
Yeah, that's not
going to
work.
Probably not, because he has advantage, because he knows me. Well, he's friendly to me.
Yeah.
No, not anymore.
Would that count, then?
Well, it's probably going to be a straight roll, but whatever.
It's a Wisdom 15 save.
Okay. He's not going to do it.
Natural 15.
Oh!
which is great, because he has no Wisdom modifier. So.
Wow. Of course. Great.
Say go fuck yourself.
At least in this form.
He did. He just smirked at you. Dang. Okay.
Yeah, so you go and you cast that magic on him, and normally when you've cast it in the past or what you read about it, normally that gains the attention of the person because they feel that magic on you. But nope. He does not turn around. He's just staring at Fred there. So... so that brings us to Astaroth, and he's going to just three attacks on Fred.
Oh, man.
Unless you had a bonus action.
Sorry, Fred.
I drink the potion as my bonus action.
Guys, I think I have a theory.
13, I'm guessing misses.
Correct.
Rolled another 3, so 13 misses. And the bite, he's just going to keep biting you, that's it. That's a natural 18, 28. where is my 10? There it goes. Okay. I'm assuming you're dodging this as well.
Yeah, uncanny dodge check.
It's a 23 halved to 11, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
And then fire, which doesn't matter, but just for the hell of it. It would have been 6 points of damage, which is 3.
Okay.
Okay.
Somehow you're making this easy on him. Not easy on him.
Yeah, it's... trust me, he got hit with 2 of 6 attacks, so...
Yeah.
A little frustrated on this end. So... Oh, Craig.
This is what we call an evasion tank.
We don't have any of those.
Let's see.
We have a tank, which he was already enough annoyed with.
Oh. 5:30.
Okay, perfect.
He hated the fact that I was a tank and he had to roll 22 to hit me. now he has to deal with you who can evade anything, so.
Alright, for my
He was so used to killing old Craig in 3 hits.
my action.
Don't blow it.
Everything is a saving throw. I hate it because it's so goddamn low. Use outside of that range.
I do enjoy that for the first time in this, or maybe the second time ever here, you've done what sorcerers should do, and got the F out of Dodge, and then started casting spells.
Run away.
Run away.
Know thyself.
Exactly. Alright, so I'm going to cast at a second level Scorching Ray.
Okay.
So that's six to hit, right? I haven't cast a spell like this in a while. Ooh, natural 20. 26.
Alright.
Yay.
Yeah, so double the dice.
That's awesome.
Do you get multiple rays from Scorching Ray, though?
Scorching Ray, I get 3 rays of fire. So I'm just going to throw it all at him.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. Do you roll all three?
Yeah, they... It's one damage thing.
So roll all three?
No, it doesn't say to roll multiple times for each ray, I don't think.
No, it just says you create 3 rays of fire and hurl them at targets within range. You can hurl them at one target or several. So
considering we only have one target.
So is the damage doubled and then tripled?
No, I think it's just doubled.
Just for the hell of it, to make it easier, roll 2 more 20s.
Okay. That's a 9. 15.
That misses.
It's 15.
Okay, so it would have been basically the same thing.
Right.
Thank you.
7, so 14 points of damage.
Okay. Which, that's what kind of damage is that?
It's fire.
Okay, so and you said that was 14?
Mm-hmm, so it's half.
7.
Yeah.
So it hits him, but it doesn't seem to have as much effect as you were thinking when you shot it off. Yeah. You've seen it hurt much worse than that.
Everything else I have is like really low saves.
Bonus action.
As a bonus action, I will cast... I'll try it. Thunderclap.
Okay.
It's a con 14... Actually, I can't because it's 5 feet away. I'll throw a Sacred Flame at it. That's a dex 13 save.
Yeah, it's more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. 16 halved.
All right. So that brings us to the end of the round here with Tribeca. And Tribeca just looks over at Astaroth and does a dead sprint towards him. Slaps her hand on his knee. And then you see a radiant aura come out of her hand, take over him. And as she's like, come on, work, please work. And as he does that, you see his wings start to fold in. And then he sort of just crumples to the ground and curls up.
He's dead.
She killed him.
And roll perception, Zakara.
12.
So
passive 17.
What you notice immediately, unfortunately, the physical changes still seem to be there, but that fire burning in his eyes are just gone, and it's back to the face that you recognize. But he is sort of just not asleep, but sort of exhausted, sort of laying there, curled up. And we are out of combat.
Well, thank God.
Yeah. Yeah, and as you, as he crumples to the ground and you guys are, looking at that, all you hear coming from, you hear a familiar voice coming from behind you and just goes, well, not exactly how I would have handled it, but it should help both of us. And you see a horned devil figure walk out. And that's where we'll end this episode.